Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, another daily editorial on this election day down in the U.S. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now, Chris, staying focused to the markets, we're seeing a pretty good day, at least right now, for markets. They're a bit off their highs, but you know what? It's an up day, and I think, well, it surprised me a little bit to see this strong of a move. Now, I realize that there could be some reasons for that, one being, hey, we could finally have this election cycle behind us. But I need to ask you, are there any strong positions that you are taking in these markets, trying to find some sort of strong trends, at least right now?
Yeah, there's one big position that we're in, which is cash. I mean, it's been chaos since the September high. As we're creeping into COVID, we're creeping forward. We're on the last legs here to figure out what's going on with the elections. I mean, it's a real crapshoot. I mean, we've seen the bottom of the market fall out last week, and now we're getting this sharp recovery this week. Cash is kind of king. And when you look at the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, you look back at it, even from really the March lows, it's had a very strong run-up. But based on the September high to the October lows, we're starting to see this large pennant potential formation. And a pennant formation is a halfway mark. So depending on which way the stock market, these two indexes break, either to the upside or the downside, there's going to be a really big move. And I think a lot of it's going to obviously hinge on the election. I mean, if you look at the election cycles, when we get a new president in, we see the stock market have this massive one-year rally. That's just kind of the way the cycle goes. So say, for instance, if Biden gets in, the markets love it. There's going to be massive stimulus. There's going to be all kinds of, rebuild kind of America and clean energy. And it could spur on a whole new wave of people saying, hey, we finally have a president, whether you like him or not. But it could, bolster all kinds of strength among investors to say, okay, you know what? There's money dumping into this market. We finally know who's heading the country off. Let's get into the stock market. They're going to prop it up. The Fed, it's a Fed-induced kind of rally. So there's a lot of upside. And this pattern that I'm talking about is actually pointing on the S&P 500 to rally about 34% from where we are right now, somewhere up towards almost 4,400 on the S&P 500. That's 1,000 points higher than where we are. So that's the upside. That I'm not saying that's going to happen if Biden happens or if Trump wins. I don't know. But typically after a new election, we see a very strong rally. So if we have a break to the upside, that is where we could see prices go. And that will blow people's mind. That'll blow everyone's mind. That's huge. If we break to the downside, then we're probably going to have something pretty ugly start to unfold. And for all we know, we could go to that double dip scenario back down to March. I think a lot of it's going to come down to, I guess, how investors feel about who the president is. It comes down to COVID. There's just a lot of big wild cards and what the mass sentiment of investors are. And because we just had so much fear in February, March, time hasn't really healed all wounds yet. So if we do start to see selling that goes and breaks the lows from October and volume starts to rear its ugly head again and lots of selling volume, I think people might start to actually panic, and that could naturally make that double dip happen. Nobody's going to want to be holding stocks if this stock market starts to break down, because we're kind of in a similar scenario, COVID and falling prices, and that's not a good thing. So cash is a big position. I think we're maybe days or a week or two away from potentially finding a new major trends trade to the upside or the downside. And there's going to be some hot sectors in there. It's a matter of finding which are the best assets now to trade.
Okay, I'm glad you outlined that time frame, because that was going to be my next question. When are we going to get some more clarity on this? And yeah, maybe by next week we should see just how confident or how scared investors truly are, because look, there are signs out there that say that investors are still relatively worried about these markets. They are taking protection, but there's still a lot of money that is within these markets. Let's focus on a couple individual markets, one being the energy sector with crude. Crude had an interesting move this weekend, really got washed out on Sunday. and has rebounded. Crude reached a low of just below $34 on the continuous contract, is back up now, closing in on 40, but not quite at or back to that $40 level. Do you see crude as being a trade here after that little bit of a washout over the weekend?
I definitely see that washout as being kind of like a capitulation, final kind of cleanse of the market to the downside. From a short-term standpoint, I do not see this being a new uptrend in place. Technically, oil had made a high back in August. It made a lower high in October. And of course, it made a low in September and a lower low just 2 days ago. So it is in a downtrend, lower highs, lower lows. To me, it feels like a short covering rally where people finally gave up on it. They closed out their long positions. It created a huge drop on Sunday night. Oil was down over 6%, which most people don't realize because it kind of rallied back before the opening bell in the morning on Monday. But I think there's a lot of people covering, anyone who is short is now covering their positions because it's had such a strong rally. And so this feels like a short squeeze. You know, it might continue to trade higher and sideways for maybe a week or two or potentially three. But overall, I think it's still bearish. I think it's going to be heading lower. COVID wreaking havoc around the globe, kind of closing off and reducing travel is not going to help crude oil at all. And I think that's the big problem with crude, is this world's coming to a stop in terms of transportation. Other than shipping products around, people transportation has really come to a halt.
Now, is there any chance that, say, we get some sort of an infrastructure plan? As much as they talk about it, I'm still very skeptical that we're going to hear anything soon about infrastructure. But if we do, does that help the argument for crude, the bullish argument?
Yeah, if there's some type of infrastructure, I mean, I think a lot would need to take place. I still think, you know, until COVID starts to fade away and there's some type of, you know, cure or vaccine to minimize it, at least I think it's going to be struggled for a little while. I'm not a big favor of it. I have a feeling it's going to be heading lower and struggling over the next probably 3, 6, 8 months going forward. So I'm not a huge fan of it. If anything, I'd be looking to play a downside move after it finishes this bounce that we're seeing this week, and it kind of shows a topping formation and potentially starts to head lower again. I think it could be making more lower lows and hit, trying to get that $30 per barrel level, which is quite a ways down from where we are right now.
Okay. Let's also talk about gold, because gold still is just stuck right around this $1,900 level. Yeah, it's a little bit above now, but it was below throughout the earlier part of this week. Gold has been relatively boring, and the miners, that's where I want to focus, because I feel like those have very much been following the broad markets. You and I were talking about this off mic, and you didn't totally see eye to eye with me. So give me a little bit of insight on what you think is impacting the miners.
Right. So you're right that the gold miners have been following the price of the stock index pretty closely. When there's a big down day in stocks, there's a big down day in gold miners. Now, where there's divergence between our opinions or that view here is that early in the morning, we tend to see, or on a day when there's heavy volume and there's panic selling on the stock market. And I like to look at panic selling of the New York Stock Exchange. You take the down volume divided by the up volume, you get this ratio. And if that ratio is over 3, that means there's 3 people selling shares on the bid. So they're panicking and selling out at any price they can get it to 1 person buying something on the ask. And when the majority of people, say 3 out of 4, are selling stocks, that to me is panic. And when people are panicking, they liquidate all their positions, including gold, silver, and miners. So we see them get pulled down. Now, when that panic dissipates later in the day, that ratio, which I have a little indicator that shows the value, when that ratio gets back below 3 and starts to fade lower, when fear starts to leave, people stop selling their metals and their miners, and we actually are seeing people pile into the gold miners. So yes, they get pulled down with fear, but as soon as that fear starts to alleviate for the day, the gold miners naturally just keep floating back up. So they have been forming this large bull flag formation pointing to much, much higher pricing if they can break out of this flag. But really, if you look at it, especially this week, we're seeing them lead the way to the upside. They're having some huge rallies. It's an early warning sign that these could be the next big leading sector into the year end. And I think big stimulus coming down the road, lots of uncertainty points to higher metals prices, which means higher miner prices. So it's a really good story here. Again, it's still in a downtrend. It's making a series of lower highs and lower lows. It's been doing this since July almost. Until it breaks that trend and can start to make some higher highs, you don't really want to jump the gun just yet. We want a confirmation that it's got strength, that it's leading. But when it does break out, I think it's got potential for, you know, a 50 or 60% run. The GDXJ ETF alone has got a massive chart pattern that is pointing to way higher pricing.
So is there a lower level that you think we could see something like GDX or GDXJ stop at? Because you are right, it is in a general downtrend. But when you compare it with how quickly it moved up in the first half of the year, it's just very much a natural correction, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it could still, GDXJ could still work itself down somewhere to potentially the 50 or 49 level. Really, it has had a full measured move from the high that it put in back in August to this quick sell-off, and then it had a knee-jerk reaction bounce. If you take that little pattern, that was all emotions, that was a very strong move, and use Fibonacci extensions, it tells you the downside momentum. And the downside momentum was actually $52 a share, where it should actually get down to. Now, we hit that four trading sessions ago, and now we've had this massive bounce right back up into resistance. So we have actually seen kind of the optimal pullback. If we go lower than here, it's actually not a good sign. But if that was the bottom last week, and this rally continues to hold up and move higher, I mean, that will be really the perfect pattern, that it corrected the exact amount that the previous pattern pointed to. And that means the next future pattern should actually unfold as expected. So we're looking for that run that's 40, 50, 60% upside in gold miners. And I think we really need to break above a few levels on GDX, depending on how aggressive you'd be. We kind of need to get above the 58, 59 kind of area. It depends how long it trades sideways here, because there's a falling trend line. So as time passes, that trend line continues to get lower, and it becomes easier to break that level. But right now, we need to break that trend line that goes across all the tops from back in August, and then September, and then October. You draw a line across those. When we break above those, and this sector is showing signs of leadership, that it's outperforming majority of other sectors, then you know you're in a leading sector.
Well, you know what? Hopefully, we do have this election behind us. Hopefully, we can talk with a bit more clarity when you and I chat in about 2 weeks from now. But right now, boy, oh boy, the markets, I think gold is set up well, but these markets are also doing well. There's about to be a lot of money that is also printed, so we need to consider that for future direction for markets, metals, really everything. Chris, thanks for your time today, buddy. I'm going to post a link to that Technical Traders website so everyone can follow along with what you are following and what you are trading. Thanks for your time today, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Talk to you soon.